Hello and welcome to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is James Lee of OnSite, and in this show we are going to discuss PyPI, the Python Package Index. I'm an open source programmer working with Python in the Linux environment. I currently spend time training for a number of clients worldwide and hacking Python for a large company near Chicago. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started with PyPI. PyPI is not does not have anything to do with having two pies for dessert. PyPI is spelled P-Y-P-I. P-Y for Python, P-I for Package Index. Or in other words, it's the Python Package Index. And simply, it is a source code repository, software repository, for Python. And there are thousands of modules available at PyPI. At this point in time, right now, today, there are 15,861 packages. By the time you listen to this podcast, there may be many more. Who knows? Because PyPI, the package index, continues to grow as folks post their or upload their packages. If you want to find PyPI on the web, go to pypi.python.org/pypi. Here you can browse packages, learn about packages, find out about package authors. You can become a package author, and you can find links, helpful links here as well. Now the Python is set up, if you will, to use the package index. And if you want to install one of these PyPI modules, it's pretty easy. Just in the shell, type pip, P-I-P, space install, space package. And if you don't have pip, go get pip. Now, if you don't use pip, then what you can do is you can download the package, unpack it, and then run python space setup.py space install. So I suggest is that you just right now rush over to your browser, go to pypi.python.org/pypi, and check out all the modules. I'm just going to describe a few of them that are available. But if you browse, you'll see that the packages are broken up by topics, by basically groups. For instance, there's a subgroup called Framework, which lists a whole bunch of different frameworks, including the Django Web Development Framework. There's a framework called Zope that some people use, so they have something called Zope 2 and Zope 3. There's something called Plone, that's something that a framework that folks use, and others. There is a subgroup called Environment. In Environment, there are modules related to, say, the Mac OS X, to the console. There's modules for handhelds and PDAs, modules for X11 applications, lots of different modules there. There is a subcategory called Natural Language. And in there are tons of modules for different languages, including English. English has over 2,500 modules, but there are other languages involved as well. There are many modules specific to operating systems. So there's a section called Operating System where you can browse modules for the BOS, the Mac OS, Microsoft, OS 2, POSIX, the Palm OS, Unix, many others. So just as an example, if we were to browse into the operating system for Mac OS, there's a lot of different modules involved here. that are specific to the Mac OS. There are modules for programming languages. So believe it or not, Python, you can sort of make it connect to other languages, the Unix shell, and so on. So PyPI is a great place to find tons of modules that are available. And once again, these are all open source and available for free. Now, other than browsing the package index, you can search. So up at the top is a search bar. I'm just going to search for Django, one of my favorite packages, the Django web framework. And what it lists for me are tons and tons of modules related to Django, hundreds if not a thousand of them. These modules can be installed either using pip or by downloading them, installing them. And these modules make our Django experience much, much nicer. Now, if you are so inclined and you have, let's say you've come across a problem that no one else in the Python world has seen, and you've developed a solution for it, you can create a module for that solution and submit it. So there is instructions on how to do a packet submission, but this is going to require you to register and log in. So once you've registered and log in, you can then submit packages up to PyPI. There is a link at PyPI that allows you simply to list the packages. And basically, this lists all of the packages. I'm telling you, there are a ton of them. It'll take forever just for the page to load in. So if you want, you can index all of the available packages and search them. Now, some of us are aware of the fact that coming down the road is Python 3. So most of the folks are using Python version 2. But coming down the road is Python 3. So if you go to pypy.python.org/pypy, you'll see a link on the left called Python 3 packages. So you can start playing around with those and seeing what's available now for Python version 3. And there's many different modules available for us for Python 3. So my suggestion is, if you have a new problem in Python that you don't have a solution for, chances are someone has come across the same problem and hopefully solved it in Python. And if they were kind enough, they would take that solution, put it in a module, upload the module to PyPI, and make that module available for you and I to download. So here's what I always do. If I come across a problem in Python that I've never seen before, I always ask this question. I wonder if someone has come across this problem before, and if so, have they posted to PyPI? So first thing I'll do when I come across a new problem is I'll jump over here, I'll search for a module dealing with that particular problem. Chances are I'm going to find it here because, like I said, there's almost 16,000 modules to date on this website. Now, if you ever do that, my suggestion is make sure you give back to the Python community by uploading your solutions so that others may use them. That's how open source works. So I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Training Radio Archive for my name, James Lee. If there's a show you'd like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Training Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.